This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We are moments away from the first pitch between Pleasant Plains and Carlinville. Defensively for the Pleasant Plains Cardinals, it looks like this. In playing left field is Nick Savage. In center field is Joe Lee. And in right field is Jack Schaefer. On the infield for Pleasant Plains, Cam Furbeck is your third baseman. Joel Neerman is your shortstop. Reese Snell is your second baseman, and at first base, it's Drew Washam. The catcher for the Cardinals today is Corgan Greer, and then on the mound is the lefty for Pleasant Plains. It is Mason Williams. Leading off this top of the first inning for the Cavvies, Tucker Hughes, Kyle Dixon, and Jake Ambiel. If anybody can reach base, it'll be Colton DeLong. So the catcher, Tucker Hughes, leading off for Carlinville in this ballgame. And he has had a heck of a postseason so far. Really a heck of a season at that. Very impressive. A .432 hitter coming into today's ballgame. Has 8 doubles, 4 triples, and his on-base percentage off the charts. You're talking about a .535 on-base percentage, .629 slugging. That's good for a 1,165 OPS. So the left-handed batter, Tucker Hughes, steps up to the plate, and we are ready to play this sectional semifinal from Pleasant Plains. It's the Cavvies and the Cardinals, and we're going to take a little bit of a break here as the second base came loose. Okay, now we're ready to play. So we were already delayed an hour because the first game went long. Now we're just delayed here a few more minutes as second base was not secure. So now it is, and home plate umpire signals play ball. So Mason Williams for the Cardinals steps onto the mound, and Hughes is in the batter's box. We are ready to play in the sectional semifinal. This is the sixth sectional appearance for Carlinville in their history, and the first pitch from Williams is high for ball one. First pitch strikes all important, and Williams is 0 for 1 today. 1-0 pitch is high. It's 2-0. Good start for Tucker Hughes. And that's what you like to see out of your leadoff man. 2-0 count to the left-handed hitter. Williams has his sign. He fires. It's outside. Now a 3-0 count to lead off this game. The Cavvy dugout into it. Everybody up against the fence. Cheering on their Cavvy leadoff man. The 3-0 pitch from Mason Williams. Catches the outside corner. It's 3-1. Kyle Dixon waiting on deck for the Cavvies. He pitched most of that game on Saturday in the regional championship as there's a ball that's fouled off by Hughes, and now the count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hughes for the Cavvies closed out the regional championship. So DeLong started. Dixon pitched the middle innings, and then Hughes pitched the last inning. A 3-2 pitch on the way from Mason Williams to Tucker Hughes. As a pop fly off to the left side of the field, Nick Savage taking a few steps to his right and now drifting over, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Not much of a wind, but there is a slight breeze, and it is blowing right to left here at this field. And Kyle Dixon, the right-handed batter, will bat with one out and nobody on. Center field is at 365 feet away, 335 at the corners. A curveball called strike one to Kyle Dixon. Dixon, a 375 hitter on the year, 3 home runs, 6 doubles. One of those home runs came in the regional championship, an inside the park home run. As there's a called strike two, it's 0-2 to the Cavvy left fielder. Williams has his sign, and he fires. It's in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher, and it looks like it might have hit his upper leg. It's 1-2. It was a curveball that bounced in the dirt and hit the upper thigh of Corgan Greer. 1-2 is the count on Kyle Dixon. The pitch from Mason Williams. A breaking ball outside. Misses the corner. It's 2-2. Probably a good idea to thank our hosts, Pleasant Plains High School, for treating us well. A beautiful facility, beautiful host for a sectional semifinal game. And here's a ball that's looped down the left field line, foul, and we'll do it again. Once again, coming up after this game, softball for you from the 2A Litchfield sectional, Southwestern Piasaw Birds against the Williamsville Bullets. And a swing and a miss by Kyle Dixon on a breaking ball in the first strikeout of the day for Mason Williams. The first two Cavvies are retired, and now with the bases empty, Jake Ambule steps to the plate.
Fielder number 27, Jake Ambule.
And we're going to have a timeout here as the ball, spare ball was on the field, it looked like. So now they're, now we're ready to play as they toss it off the field. Ambule on the season, a .432 hitter. He has four home runs, 10 doubles, 36 RBIs on the year. He does strike out a fair share. As the first pitch to Ambule is a low strike, and it's 0-1. A line drive into center field. Back goes Joe Lee. Back, back, back. It's over his head for extra bases as Ambule rounds first base, and he is into second base, standing up with a two-out double. That ball was tattooed to center field. Joe Lee was going back and ran out of, or excuse me, couldn't catch up to it as it went over his head for a two-out double. And Colton DeLong does come to the plate here in the first.
Pitcher number six, Colton DeLong.
DeLong will look to help his own cause. Get the early lead for the Cavvies. Carlinville has never advanced past the sectional semifinals. So they've made six sectional appearances, and we've got a timeout call. Did they call that a balk, or was that a intentional walk? I'm going to think they're going to say it was an intentional walk. Because he hadn't even stepped on the mound, and they had awarded him first base, and the runner at second did not advance. So obviously it's a walk. Intentional to Colton DeLong. So Chris Griffith will bat with runners on first and second, two out, and he pops this one up off to the right field. Giving chase is Jack Schaefer, and it's out of play for strike one. Runners on first and second for the Cavvies here in the top of the first inning. No score from Pleasant Plains. The 0-1 pitch to Chris Griffith. Breaking ball on the inside corner called strike two. That intentional walk to Colton DeLong may have been by design, obviously, by Pleasant Plains head coach Dave Greer. Williams, the lefty, peers in. He has his sign. And he fires. Big breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Chris Griffith is down swinging. So the Cavvies strand two runners, and after a half inning of play, it's Carlinville 0, Pleasant Plains coming to bat. We'll be right back with the bottom of the first here on WSMI after these messages. Leading off the bottom of the first for the Pleasant Plains Cardinals will be Joe Lee. Batting second is Cam Furbeck, and batting third is Corgan Greer. If anybody can reach, it'll be Joel Nierman. Defensively for the Cavvies, in left field is Kyle Dixon. The center fielder is Jake Ambule. The right fielder is Sam Thiemann. On the infield, the third baseman is Aiden Taberzi. The shortstop is Lonnie Rosentrader. Second baseman is Aiden Noggle. And at first base, it's Chris Griffith. The catcher for the Cavvies, Tucker Hughes. And on the mound for Carlinville, Colton DeLong. His third postseason start in a row. And the umpire holding up the first pitch as they get the on-deck donut out of the way, and they do. We are ready for the first pitch to Joe Lee. It is fouled off to the right side and out of play for strike one. The Cavvies 22-2 coming into this game this evening. Pleasant Plains 22-11. So both teams, 20-win teams. Pleasant Plains, of course, notorious for their postseason success in baseball as there's a pitch high and outside, and it's 1-1. The Cardinals, state champions back in 2014, runners-up in 2013. 1-1 pitch is a high fly ball out to deep left field. Going back is Kyle Dixon, back at the track wall, and it's gone. Lead-off home run for the Pleasant Plains Cardinals. What a start for the Cardinals. Three pitches into the ballgame. They lead this one 1-0 in the bottom of the first, and their dugout clears. Their fans are fired up. And that makes not scoring a run in the top of the first all the more crucial for the Cavvies. Three pitches into this game for Colton DeLong, and the Cavvies trail 1-0. That ball was tattooed to left And Kyle Dixon ran out of room. That'll bring up Cam Furbeck, the third baseman for the Pleasant Plains Cardinals, as the crowd dies down. But a gentle buzz here now. Furbeck, a right-handed hitter. First pitch he sees outside. I'll call it the corner, they said, and it's strike one. He saw a couple of pitches, did Lee, and he found one that he liked. And there's a high fly ball into center field. Ambule is going back. Now he's under it, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. We'll see if DeLong can settle down after that leadoff home run. Now Corgan Greer bats for Pleasant Plains. He's a lefty, the catcher. He bats with no batting gloves. The first pitch he sees is popped up straight back, and it's foul for strike one. As I said, this is the furthest, or time for the furthest the Carlinville Cavaliers have ever made it in the baseball postseason, as the pitch is high, 4-1, it's 1-1. Last time the Cavs won a regional back in 2013, they lost to Southwestern in that sectional semifinal, as there's a pitch outside, it's 2-1. If the Cavs can find a way to come back and win this game, again, it's only 1-0. There's a pitch high and inside, it's 3-1. It would mark their best season on the baseball diamond. They have never been to the sectional championship. 3-1 pitch to Greer. Just misses inside, and it's a 5-pitch walk. Another base runner for the Cardinals.
Shortstop number 24, Joel Nierman.
That brings up Joel Nierman for Pleasant Plains with a runner on first and one down. Looking to add to that Cardinals lead. It is 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Runner on first for Plains. First pitch to Nierman from Colton DeLong. Low and away, 4-1. The Cardinals dugout also into this game at the start. They are all on the fence trying to distract DeLong. Maybe force a balk. The 1-0 pitch is outside for 2. Mason Williams waiting on deck for the Cardinals. He's the pitcher, and he already has a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Again, the winner advances to the sectional championship on Saturday to take on New Berlin. The 2-0 pitch is low, and it's 3-0 to Nierman. The Pretzels defeated the Tigers of Beardstown in the first semifinal not that long ago. That final score was 5-3. 3-0 pitch to Joel Nierman is high, and it's a 4-pitch walk. So back-to-back walks puts two runners on, and the fifth-place hitter Mason Williams will bat for Plains. Williams, he throws from the left side, also bats from the left side, and Tucker Hughes is going to head out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. Maybe settle him down a bit. Once again, we've got Southwestern Williamsville softball coming up after this broadcast here on WSMI FM 106, as well as online at WSMIRadio.com. We appreciate our streaming audience. And our third broadcast of the evening will be from the 1A Dietrich Baseball Sectional as Nokomis takes on North Clay, and Williams showing bunt. Pops it up. It's going to be fair. Diving attempt. No good. Tucker Hughes came up with it and fires the third for the second out of the inning. What a heads-up play by Tucker Hughes. Good effort by Colton DeLong to try and make the diving catch. He missed it, but Hughes right away picked it up and fired to third for the second out. So it's a fielder's choice, 2-5. And Aiden DeBerzy didn't immediately tag the bag, but caught it and then tagged on it in time for the second out. But the Cardinals still have runners on first and second, and Drew Washam will bat. Colton DeLong could get out of this inning, just allowing the one run after the leadoff home run. The first pitch to Washam, outside, catches the corner for strike one. Runners on first and second. Our first live game from underneath the lights of the season. Beautiful evening for baseball. The 0-1 pitch to Washam. Outside, Hughes wanted that one, but it is 1-1. Washam at first base today for the Cardinals. The next pitch is outside and low, and it's 2-1. Waiting on deck is Logan Romaker. Runners at first and second for Plains. 1-0 lead for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Now Colton DeLong just a strike away from getting out of this inning, just allowing the one run. That would be huge. 2-2 pitch to Washam on the way. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Pitch. 2-2 the count to Drew Washam. Colton DeLong peers into his battery mate Hughes. He has the sign and he fires. Outside and low, and the count now full. A lot of pitches thrown here by Colton DeLong in this first inning. The 3-2 pitch to Washam. A high pop of high. Going to go foul and out of play, and it'll be another nothing play. As the runners at first and second retreat back to their bags. Nierman is the runner at second after the walk. Mason Williams is at first for the fielder's choice. 3-2 pitch, high fly ball into left field. Kyle Dixon coming on, got to be quick, but he's got speed. He calls off his shortstop at the last minute, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Pleasant Plains scores one run after the leadoff home run by Joe Lee. And after one inning of play, it's Pleasant Plains 1, Carlinville 0. David Jenkins back with you here from Pleasant Plains High School as Mason Williams fires a pitch high for ball one to lead off this top of the second inning. Cardinals have a 1-0 lead over the Cavies, courtesy of the leadoff home run by Joe Lee in the bottom of the first. Rosentrader swings at the second pitch and misses, and it's 1-1. Lonnie Rosentrader leading off this inning for the Cavies, followed by Aiden Taberzi and then Sam Thiemann. As that one in the dirt broke at the last minute, it is 2-1. Rosentrader didn't immediately get out of the way. He wasn't sure it was headed right for his feet. A 16-pitch first inning for Mason Williams, a 22-pitch first inning for Colton DeLong of the Cavies. The 2-1 pitch to Rosentrader. Inside, caught the corner, they said, and it's 2-2. That was close. So the 2-2 pitch on the way from Mason Williams to Lonnie Rosentrader. It hits him in the knee. No, it did not. I guess it hit the dirt. I thought it hit him in the knee. Nevertheless, it is a ball. It is 3-2. Wondering why he wasn't immediately headed towards first. 3-2 pitch to Rosentrader. A foul ball, and he stays alive. Lights are on here at the baseball field at Plains. 3-2 pitch to Rosentrader. Inside, and it's a leadoff walk for the Cavie offense. The second walk allowed by Mason Williams, the first unintentional walk, and that'll bring up Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi, the third baseman for the Cavies today. See if Coach Don Borgini wants to do a little running. Not here, they're going to show a bunt. It's popped up, and the catch is made by the third baseman, Cam Furbeck.
Right fielder number 11.
So a bunt pop out to the third baseman, retires to Bursey, and brings up Sam Thiemann with one out and a runner on first. Thiemann, the right fielder. Lefty-righty matchup here in the top of the second inning. A slow delivery on that one for Williams, and it is high for ball one. Almost a Clayton Kershaw-esque delivery there as he looked like he wanted to throw over to first base. The 1-0 pitch to Sam Thiemann is high for ball two. And Mason Williams concerned with Lonnie Rosentrader over there at first base. Rosentrader not really a wide lead at first. Williams fires the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a pitch off speed, and it's 2-1. That one fooled the Cavvy right fielder. Right. 2-1 the count on Sam Thiemann. He digs in, and Mason Williams has his sign, and he fires. Instead, a check on the runner at first, and they've got Rosentrader caught up. He almost made it to second there, but now it's going to be a rundown, and we'll see what happens. They throw back to Williams, and they're going to say he tagged him for the second out of the inning. So they pick off Lonnie Rosentrader trying to take second, and that's a tough, tough move by the pitcher Mason Williams to steal on. And now the Cavvies have two outs with nobody on and Sam Thiemann at the plate. 2-1 is the count. Williams is deceptive over there on the mound. Appears to have a good move over there to first base. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Sam Thiemann. Inside and low, and it's 3-1. Don't ask me what the official score was for that pickoff play. I wasn't able to keep track of which players had it. The 3-1 pitch to Sam Thiemann. Pop fly off to the right side, and out of play, it's strike two. Nobody on for the Cavvies here in the top of the second, two outs. They trail Pleasant Plains 1-0. The 3-2 pitch to Sam Thiemann. Inside, and it's ball four for a two-out walk. Second walk of the inning, third allowed by Mason Williams. And the Cavvies will get their ninth place hitter in the order through the lineup. Aiden Taberzy bats, or excuse me, Aiden Noggle. Noggle, the second baseman. He's had a pretty good postseason so far. First pitch to Noggle is a fly ball, line drive into left field. Coming on is Nick Savage. It's going to be a base hit as it drops in front of Savage. A two-out single. Good piece of hitting by Aiden Noggle. And we're back to the top of the order for the Cavvies. Tucker Hughes will bat. Trying to drive in the first Cavvy run. He's over there at second base with another one at first.
Catcher number eight. Tucker Hughes.
Hughes, a very good hitter, as we said. He flew out to left field in his first at bat, but did work the count full. First pitch here is outside for ball one. Runners on first and second. And Don Borgini is going to have a word with the umpire. They're going to have a courtesy runner at second base, looks like. So Sam Thiemann, the runner at second, is going to be courtesy run for. It's going to be Ethan Siglock. So Ethan Siglock running for the Cavvies at second base. So runners at first and second for Carlinville. Tucker Hughes at the dish with two outs here in the top of the second. Cavvies trail 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch to Hughes is a hard ground ball to the second baseman, Snell. He has it and fires to first for the third out of the inning. So the Cavvies, for the second inning in a row, strand a pair. We head to the bottom of the second. It's Pleasant Plains 1, Carlinville 0. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. We're headed to the bottom of the second inning between Carlinville and Pleasant Plains. Cardinals lead 1-0, and leading off for Plains will be Logan Rominger, followed by Reese Snell and Jack Schaefer. So 7, 8, and 9 in the Plains order coming up in the second. If anybody can get on, back to the top of the order in Joe Lee. Colton DeLong on for his second inning of work here. He threw 22 pitches in that first inning, allowed two walks, didn't strike anybody out. But the big run so far, the leadoff home run by Joe Lee. So Logan Rominger, the designated hitter, stepping to the plate. The first pitch he sees is called low, ball one. One-oh pitch popped up off to the right side and out of play. It's 1-1. Rominger, the designated hitter for the left fielder Nick Savage. The 1-1 pitch, slider, misses the zone. It's 2-1. There's one that's high and inside, and it's 3-1. 1-0 most likely will not be our final today, as these two offenses very good. And the 3-1 pitch down the middle of the zone, it's 3-2. But we could get a pitching match or a pitcher's game here, as that ball is fouled off to the right side, and it's we'll do it again, 3-2. Pitcher's duel was the term I was looking for, and the term escaped me. A 3-2 pitch to Logan Rominger. Hard ground ball right back up the middle. Don't even try to field that with your bare hand, Colton DeLong. A leadoff single here in the bottom of the second. That was well struck right up the middle. DeLong reached out like he was going to try to bare hand it, but good idea to not try that. And now Reese Snell bats with a runner on first and nobody out. Snell, the second baseman for Plains, as Hughes had a brief conversation with his pitcher. Maybe going over the signs a little bit. First pitch to Snell as he shows bunt. Gets it down. Well struck there. Fires the first for the first out. And Chris Griffin comes off the bag to make sure the runner Rominger stays at second base. So the sacrifice bunt is successful as Rominger does get to second. And that'll bring up Jack Schaefer.
Right fielder, number 7, Jack Schaefer.
Schaefer, the ninth place hitter and the right fielder for the Cardinals. Looking to get that second run home. He's at second base for Plains. 1-0 in the bottom of the second. The right-handed batter steps in. DeLong peers into his battery mate. And now they're going to say he balked. I don't think he did, but they're going to call it a balk. He looked back at the runner at second, and they signaled that he balked. So DeLong's going to get an explanation here. They're going to say he came up a little bit. Okay. So, nevertheless, Cardinals will have a runner at third with nobody out, or excuse me, one out. Here in the bottom of the second, Jack Schaefer the batter, and he shows bunt, and it's a squeeze, and it has worked to perfection. A fire to first for the second out of the inning. So small ball played to perfection as the sacrifice is successful, and Schaefer is retired 1-3, but he was motoring down the line. And the Cardinals extend their lead to 2-0.
Number 14, center fielder.
And back to the top of the order for Plains, and it's Joe Lee. Not sure what that conversation was about between the home plate umpire and the Plains dugout. The first pitch to Lee here. Big slider in the dirt. 4-1. 2-0 Plains leads here in the bottom of the second inning. Joe Lee, who's already homered today, bats the 1-0 pitch in the dirt. 4-2. And you can tell DeLong wants to keep anything out of his strike zone. There's a high fly ball off to the right side, and out of play, it's 2-1. Cam Furbeck waits on deck if Lee can extend this inning. DeLong has a sign, and he fires. On the bottom of the bottom of the zone, it's 2-2. Now DeLong just a strike away from getting out of this inning, just allowing the one run. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's a line drive into right center field. It's going to drop for a hit and could be extra bases. It gets by the right fielder, Tiemann. It will be extra bases. A two-out single and an error by the right fielder allows Joe Lee to reach second base. Tiemann would like to have that one back as he could have fielded that one and kept it to a single. But Lee reaches second. He's 2-for-2 on the day. Now Cam Furbeck bats. This Cardinals team, a powerhouse. They were seated third in their sub-sectional, but regional champs yet again. Pitch to Furbeck is outside, 4-1. Carlinville looking for their first sectional championship appearance ever. They trail 2-0 in the bottom of the second. 1-0 pitch to Furbeck. A hard line drive into left field for another base hit. Coming on is Dixon. He's going to fire to home. We could have a play at the plate. No, we will not, as the run scores. They'll fire to second. The throw is there, but they said he slid underneath it. It's 3-0 after the RBI single by Cam Furbeck. Furbeck took second base on the throw home. Throw was good, but it just not in time. And they're going to make a pitching change as Kyle Dixon is going to come in from left field to the mound. And DeLong's day is done with on the mound, I should say, with two outs here in the bottom of the second. We'll take a break and recap the defensive changes here on WSMI right after these messages. So Colton DeLong's day is finished on the mound. He moves to left field for the Cavies, and left fielder Kyle Dixon comes onto the mound after an inning and two-thirds into this ballgame. Pleasant Plains leads 3-0, so head coach Don Borgini making a change before the game gets too far out of hand. DeLong pitched an inning and two-thirds, allowing two walks, didn't strike anybody out, and allowed three runs, one of those unearned, as the right fielder Sam Thiemann had an error, could have kept the runner at first base. Now Corgan Greer will bat for the Cardinals. He walked and was stranded at second in the first inning. Bats from the left side. That pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Runner on second for Plains. Two down here in the bottom of the second. 0-1 pitch to Greer. High fly ball off to the left side and out of play. It's 0-2. Kyle Dixon on in relief in this second inning of this sectional semifinal. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, and Dixon is out of it. But the Cavies do, the Cardinals do add a pair, and after two innings, it's Plains 3, Carlinville 0. We'll be back with the third after these messages on WSMI. The 2-3 and 4 hitters in the Carlinville lineup to lead off the third inning. In the top of third, leading off is Kyle Dixon, and Jake Ambuhl, and Colton DeLong. Dixon struck out swinging in his only plate appearance thus far. First pitch is a line drive up the middle, base hit for Dixon. So the Cavies have their leadoff man on for the second straight inning. Try and take advantage of that with Jake Ambuhl coming to the dish. He had a double in his first plate appearance, but was stranded at second.
Center fielder number 27, Jake Ambuhl.
Mason Williams on the mound for Plains with three walks today, one strikeout. He has 34 pitches coming into this inning. First pitch to Ambuhl is outside for ball one. Ambuhl digs in. Williams has a sign. Now the slow delivery. High for ball two. And we're going to have a conversation on the mound as Dave Greer calls timeout. As his infield will gather. Two pitches into the at-bat for Jake Ambuhl. So we'll reset things. Jake Ambuhl at the dish for Carlinville. Kyle Dixon at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Pleasant Plains leads Carlinville 3-0 in this sectional semifinal game as a pitcher for Plains is going to head out to the bullpen to start warming up. Looks like that pitcher for the Cardinals who's heading out there. Warm up, Aiden Hammerlink. Now the conversation on the mound has ended. Greer retreats to the dugout. We are ready to play ball again. So the 2-0 count to Jake Ambuhl. Williams has his sign. He fires inside, and it's 3-0. Now Mason Williams in danger of allowing the first two Cavies to reach here in the top of the third. Game still well within reach. A 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down the middle called strike one. Still a hitter's count for Ambuhl if he wants. Colton DeLong waits on deck for the Cavies. 3-1 pitch. Skied off to the right side and out of play, and Ambuhl just missed his pitch there. It's 3-2. We'll see if Dixon wants to do a little bit of running, although Williams does have a good move. The 3-2 pitch to Ambule. Swing at a high fastball, and he fouls it off. It might have been called a strike, though. It was close enough. Third baseman moving in just a little bit for Plains. The 3-2 pitch to Jake Ambule in the dirt, and it's a walk to Ambule. And the first two have reached for the Cavies here in the third. Now the cleanup hitter, Colton DeLong, will bat. He was intentionally walked in his first plate appearance, so he's yet to see a pitch. We'll see if DeLong maybe shows bunt here to get a couple runners in the scoring position, although that'd be a good bat you're taking out of the hands. And strike one called to Colton DeLong. Four walks allowed by Mason Williams without an out recorded here in the third inning. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Now DeLong will have to be weary of the curveball in the dirt here. Williams has his sign in the 0-2 pitch. It is a curveball. It's high. No, they said it caught the upper part of the zone for a 3-pitch strikeout. Big strikeout for Mason Williams, his second. And that'll bring up Chris Griffith. Was a little high, but it did catch the upper part of the zone, it appeared.
First baseman number 10, Christian Griffith.
So Chris Griffith trying to give Carlinville a chance here. He bunts it right back to the pitcher. Williams' only play is to first base. He fires high, but the play is made for the second out of the inning. So the sacrifice is successful. And with two outs, the runners advance to second and third. And Lonnie Rosentrater will bat. Rosentrater walked and was picked off in the second inning. Cavies looking for their first run as Williams will pitch out of the windup, and that pitch on the inside corner called strike one. Two strikeouts for Mason Williams so far to go along with four walks. There's a breaking ball that's called strike two. Not much you can do about that. That's just a good pitch on the inside part of the zone. The 0-2 pitch from Williams to Rosentrater. Breaking ball high, ball one. Williams has his sign. He fires the 1-2 pitch. High fastball. It's 2-2. Two and two count to Rosentrater with runners on second and third, two outs here in the top of the third. A late swing, ground ball, foul ball, and we'll do it again. Rosentrater staying alive. Good job to get a piece there. Waiting on deck is Aiden Taberzi if Rosentrater can extend the inning. A 2-2 pitch to Lonnie Rosentrater. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball low and inside. Good pitch by Mason Williams, and the side is retired. So the Cavies strand a pair for the third straight inning. They've left six on today, and after 2.5 innings, it's Pleasant Plains 3, Carlinville 0. We'll be back with the bottom of the third right after these messages on WSMI. Plains will have the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in their order in the bottom of the third. That's Joel Nierman, Mason Williams, and Drew Washam. Nierman walked in the first inning and was stranded at first. First pitch he sees from Kyle Dixon is low for ball one. Dixon came on in relief in the second inning for Colton DeLong. The pitch that's called outside, it's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Nierman. Called high, it's 3-0. 3-0 Plains leads here in the bottom of the third inning. Kyle Dixon going to slow down just a little bit here. The 3-0 pitch to Nierman. They call that ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to Nierman.
batting for Pleasant Plains, number nine.
So now Mason Williams will bat with a runner on first, nobody out. That one right down the middle called strike one. Williams, a fielder's choice in his lone plate appearance, but did reach first base as the out was recorded at third. On one pitch, he shows bunt again. This one's a beauty. Coming on is to Bursey. He fires to first. It's not going to be in time as Williams beats it out with the infield single. The ball sails into right field, and the runner at second advances to third on the throwing error by Aiden DeBerzy. We'll call that an infield single by Mason Williams on the bunt as he was motoring down the line. And Joel Nierman reaches third base on the error.
Drew Washam.
And that brings up Drew Washam with runners on the corners and nobody out. Washam flew out to left field in his lone plate appearance. He shows bunt. Bunts it right back to the pitcher. Squeeze play. The tag is there, and he is out at the plate for the first out of the inning. Nice play, Kyle Dixon. Even better play by Tucker Hughes to hold on. So the squeeze play was on again, but this time the Cavvies saw it coming. So Washam does reach first base.
Runner for the Cardinals, number five.
And Williams is over at second, and Williams will head out to the dugout now as he's got a courtesy runner. You see who's running for him. That's Nick Skinner. So it's going to be Logan Rominger batting with one out and runners on first and second. Rominger, the designated hitter, singled and scored in that second inning. First pitch from Dixon is low for ball one. Plains scored one run in the first inning and two in the second, and that's where we stand. 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Just got a piece, did Rominger, and it's 1-1. Carlinville and Pleasant Plains for the sectional semifinal here at Pleasant Plains High School. A beautiful sporting complex. Baseball, softball, football, soccer fields. Beautiful swing and a miss by Rominger, and it's 1-2. Wind picked up just briefly here, and now it dies down again, and now it's picked back up. Count is 1-2 on Logan Rominger. Winner of this game advances to the championship on Saturday to take on New Berlin. It's a pitch inside, and it's 2-2. New Berlin defeated Beardstown 5-3 in the semifinal before this one. 2-2 pitch to Rominger. Called strike three on the outside corner. It's the second strikeout for Kyle Dixon. And with two outs, Reese Snell will bat. Dixon trying to hold the Cardinals scoreless for the first time this evening. There's a pitch low for ball one. Snell had a sacrifice in his lone plate appearance. Dixon steps on the pitching rubber, has his sign, and he fires the 1-0 pitch. Just a little bit outside, boy. And count is 2-0 now. Pitch. That one was worse than the ball. It's called 2-1. It's called a strike. The 2-1 pitch to Reese Snell. A ground ball to the first baseman, Griffith. He has it, and he tosses to Dixon for the third out of the inning. So the side is retired, and for the first time this evening, the Cardinals don't score a run. We head to the bottom of the, the top of the fourth inning. After three, it's Plains 3, Carlinville 0. We're back after these messages on WSMI. 7, 8, and 9 will bat for the Carlinville Cavaliers here in the top of the fourth inning. It's Aiden DeBerzy, Sam Tiemann, and Aiden Noggle. The Cavvies trail Pleasant Plains 3-0. Mason Williams on for his fourth inning of work, and his first pitch is high for ball one. DeBerzy popped up on a bunt attempt in his only plate appearance. 1-0 pitch is high, and it's 2-0. The Cavvies do have three hits today. They've also been walked four times, but they have stranded six base runners. There's a Pitch that's slapped down the left field line, foul, and it's 2-1. You can't leave runners on base, especially against this very good Pleasant Plains Cardinals team. The 2-1 pitch to Tabersi. Swing and a miss on a pitch outside, and it's 2-2. That would have been ball three. Waiting on deck is Sam Thiemann. The 2-2 pitch to Tabersi. Low and away for ball three. Just notice Williams pitching from the stretch here with nobody on to the first batter. Maybe he's found something he's more comfortable with. 3-2 pitch to Tabersi. Popped up, straight back, and out of play. We'll do it again. Williams has allowed the last two leadoff hitters to reach for Carlinville, so that could be why he's pitching out of the stretch here. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and another pitch outside for a strikeout, the fourth of the day for Mason Williams. And Sam Thiemann will bat.
Right fielder, number 11, Sam Thiemann.
Thiemann walked in his only plate appearance. Wind picking up just a little bit, blowing in directly from center field. First pitch to Thiemann is high for ball one. Now he's pitching from the windup, and it's a 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. The thing was, Tabersi was batting from the left side, so that could be it too. Thiemann bats from the right side, the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball catches the upper part of the zone, it's 1-2. Mason Williams has a very good curveball. The 1-2 pitch to Sam Thiemann. He shows it there, and he cannot hold up a swing. They're going to appeal. Yes, he did go. And that's back-to-back strikeouts. Three straight, actually. The first two are retired here in the top of the fourth. Five strikeouts for Mason Williams. And now Aiden Nagel, who singled in his last at-bat. First pitch is outside for ball one.
For Carlinville, number 29, second baseman. Noggle.
1-0 pitch to Noggle from Mason Williams. Inside for ball two. Cavies need a rally. They trail 3-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 pitch on the way to Aiden Noggle. Down the middle, called strike one. Carlinville has recorded a hit in each of the first three innings. The first two retired here in the fourth. That inside nearly hit Noggle, but he escapes it. And the count now 3-1. Pitch to the right-hander, Aiden Noggle. Swing and a line drive foul. And it's now 3-2. Mason Williams was at 51 pitches heading into this inning. He's now a strike away from striking out the side. 3-2 pitch to Noggle. Curveball swung on and missed. It hits the dirt, so they'll throw down to first to retire Aiden Noggle. So Mason Williams strikes out the side and has struck out four in a row. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's Pleasant Plains 3, Carlinville 0. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Pleasant Plains High School, where the Cardinals will have the 9-1 and 2 hitters in the order coming up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's Jack Schaefer, Joe Lee, and Cam Furbeck. Schaefer, a sacrifice bunt in his only plate appearance.
Fourth inning for the Cardinals. Number 7, right fielder, Jack Schaefer.
3-0, Plains leading here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Dixon on the mound for the Cavies, and he fires strike one to Schaefer. Dixon came on in relief of Colton DeLong, who started today's game, pitched an inning and two-thirds, allowed three runs. And that pitch by Schaefer, pitch to Schaefer, fouled off, and it's 0-2. Waiting on deck is Joe Lee, who has homered and singled. That one hits Schaefer. So the leadoff man is on after Kyle Dixon was ahead on Schaefer, 0-2. that could prove costly. So that brings up Joe Lee, who's 2 for 2 today. Lee, the right-handed hitter, halfway to the cycle as well, with a home run and a single. He shows bunt here, and it's called strike one. The first hit batter by Carlinville pitching today. Showing bunt, Kyle Dixon has it, no play at second, has to fire to first, and he gets him for the first out of the inning. So the sacrifice is successful, 1-3. And the runner at first does advance to second.
Cam Furbeck.
Now Cam Furbeck bats for the Cardinals. He's 1 for 2 on the day with an RBI single. Bats with a runner on second and one out here. He swings and misses at a fastball, and it's 0-1. Pitch was low and away. Waiting on deck is Corgan Greer, who is 0-for-1 on the day. 0-1 pitch to Furbeck. Low and away, it's 1-1. Three to nothing, Pleasant Plains leading here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Winner advances to the sectional championship on Saturday to take on New Berlin. That one is low, and it's 2-1. The Pretzels defeated Beardstown earlier this evening by a score of 5-3. So congratulations to New Berlin on advancing to the sectional championship. There's a high fly ball down the right field line, hooking foul, and it's going to be out of play for very loud strike two. Congratulations to the Beardstown Tigers as well on a successful season, a regional championship, and they fall short in the sectional semis. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Cam Furbeck. Swing and a miss, and that's the second out of the inning. The third strikeout by Kyle Dixon.
Catcher number 13, Corgan Greer.
And that'll bring up Corgan Greer with a runner on second and two down. First pitch on the inside corner called strike one. Greer, the left-handed hitter, 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout and a walk. 0-1 pitch is high, sails to the backstop, and the runner was stealing. He makes third easily. No place as that pitch just sailed way high. So 1-1 is the count on Corgan Greer. The runner at third for Plains. Pitch just misses. Called 2-1. Your guess is as good as mine. 2-1 pitch on the way to Corgan Greer. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. So Pleasant Plains strands another runner, and after four innings, it's Plains 3, Carlinville 0. We'll be back with the fifth after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Cavies will have the top of the order coming to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. They trail 3-0, and it's Tucker Hughes who is hitless in this ball game. He flew out to left in the first and grounded out to second in the second. Bats here in the fifth, and he skies this one into center field. It's slicing to left center. It's going to drop for extra bases. Hughes going to reach second at least. The center fielder initially had a tough time digging it out of the wall. And a leadoff double for Tucker Hughes. Maybe it gets something going for the Cavies. They do have hits today, Carlinville does. They've just not been able to score. They have stranded six runners this evening. Now Kyle Dixon bats, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. 3-0, Plains leads. Dixon, breaking pitch, bottom of the zone, called strike one. 0-1 the count to the Cavie left fielder. Breaking pitch gets to the backstop as it's in the dirt, and Tucker Hughes will advance to third with no throw. Evens up the count, 1-1. The bottom has dropped out of the first two curveballs thrown to Kyle Dixon. Mason Williams peers into his catcher. He has his sign and the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball just got a piece to Dixon, but it's 1-2. I think that was another curveball. So that's three straight curveballs to Kyle Dixon. They're being careful with him. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw another one here. Question is, will Dixon swing? 1-2 pitch. It is a breaking ball. Didn't break enough. It's skied into center field. Coming on is Lee. Makes the catch. Hughes is tagging up, and the throw home is wide. Gets to the backstop, but a favorable hop for Mason Williams, but they did not send the runner at third. That could prove costly. Had they tried to send the runner, and I can understand why they didn't, because it was the catch was made in shallow center field, but had they sent him, he would have scored because the throw sailed all the way to the backstop.
Center fielder number 27, Jake Samuel.
But Hughes was not able to advance on the throw because it hit the bricks and bounced back to the pitcher who was backing up. So that'll bring up Jake Ambule with the runner on third and one down. Ambule has reached base a couple of times, and the first pitch he sees is called ball one. He doubled and was stranded at second in the first, and walked and was stranded at second in the third. The 1-0 pitch to the big right-hander outside for ball two. Colton DeLong waits on deck for the Cavies. The 2-0 pitch to Ambule. High fly ball. It is playable. Underneath it is Furbeck. No, now it's the shortstop calling it off, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. That's Joel Nierman. Boy, the Cavies had a runner on third with nobody out. And now they're in danger of stranding their seventh runner of the game. But Colton DeLong is the batter.
Left fielder number six, Colton DeLong.
With two outs here in the top of the fifth. Mason Williams has pitched a heck of a ball game for Pleasant Plains. He's struck out six batters today and has walked four. One of those was intentional, I should say. First pitch to DeLong. Breaking pitch down the middle of the zone, called strike one. DeLong, a strikeout victim in the third, and was intentionally walked in the first. DeLong waits back on it. Sign, the pitch. It's a ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Nierman has it. DeLong hustling, and he is out at first base. And the first base coach is livid. And he's going to have an argument. We're going to have an argument here, as this Cavi coaching staff not pleased with the umpires today. But the side is retired, and after 4.5 innings of play, it's Pleasant Plains 3, Carlinville 0. We'll be right back with the bottom of the fifth after these messages on WSMI. Well, the batter's box has disappeared here at Pleasant Plains. The chalk is all gone. They just redid it before this game as well. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning from Pleasant Plains, and the Cardinals lead the Cavies by a score of 3-0. Leading off for the Cardinals will be Joel Nierman. He's followed by Mason Williams and Drew Washam. Nierman, has not had an official at-bat on the day, and he sees strike one in this at-bat. He's walked a couple of times. Was cut down trying to score in his last plate appearance. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now. Plains scored one in the first and two in the second, and they've been held scoreless in the third and the fourth. The 0-2 pitch to Joel Nierman. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes. The fifth strikeout of the day for Kyle Dixon. And the leadoff Cardinal is retired. That'll bring up Mason Williams, who is 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch to Williams is low, 4-1. One-oh pitch. Catches the outside part of the zone. It's 1-1. Dixon working at a brisk pace here. That bunt is fouled. It's 1-2. Williams has shown bunt in both of his plate appearances thus far. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first and bunted for a single in the third. So now if you're the Cavi defense, you may want to consider playing shallow on the infield. Although Williams is down 1-2. That one is high and outside. It's 2-2. They're maybe trying to get Williams to chase that one. 2-2 pitch. Down the middle of the zone, called strike three. Six strikeouts for Kyle Dixon to go along with only one walk. And that'll bring up Drew Washam.
First baseman, number 20.
Washam 0-1 on the day. Flew out to left in his first at bat and then had a sacrifice in his second. And that one is outside and low for ball one. Dixon looking for the first 1-2-3 inning for the Carlinville pitching today. That one is down the middle of the zone, called strike one. Dixon popping that zone, or popping that leather, I should say. 1-1 pitch outside, and it's 2-1. Cavies need to hold here and go to the sixth inning, trying to score some runs. They trail 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-1 pitch to Washam popped up off the right side and out of play. It's 2-2. Very good turnout here at Pleasant Plains High School by all four schools that were involved. It was a packed facility. The 2-2 pitch to Washam in the dirt, and it's 3-2. Now, Dixon and Hughes will kind of take their time. He's going to try not to lose Drew Washam. He was ahead on him, 1-2. Now it's 3-2. The pitch fouled off to the right side, and we'll do it again. I believe that struck a car. That's how close the parking lot is to the field. The 3-2 pitch to Washam hits him in the head. And Washam is okay. So with two outs, another hit by pitch. That's the second Cardinal to be hit today. That pitch was just high and inside, and it got the ducking Washam in the helmet. He's going to head off for a courtesy runner, I believe, and now we'll have a conversation on the mound between Hughes and Dixon. Logan Rominger will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a single, a run scored. Has also struck out. He's the designated hitter for Nick Savage. Coming up after this game, high school softball from the 2A Litchfield Sectional. Southwestern takes on Pleasant Plains as that pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. After the softball game, we have 1A baseball from the Dietrich Sectional. Nokomis takes on North Clay as that pitch is outside and low for ball one. 1-1 the count to Logan Rominger. All of these broadcasts can be heard here on WSMI FM 106 as well as online at WSMIRadio.com. And that pitch nicked Rominger. So Dixon is second straight batter that he's hit, third of the day. And after retiring the first two on strikeouts, the next two have reached after being hit by pitches. And that'll bring up Reese Snell. And now we're going to have a conversation between Don Borgini and the home plate umpire as he might be questioning whether it hit the batter.
Pinch running for the Cardinals will be number 11, Nick Savage.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's maybe going to make a change here. Maybe. He's having a conversation with his pitcher and his
batting
infield defense.
Second baseman, number 3.
We'll reset things. The Cardinals have runners on first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They lead Carlinville 3-0. The batter will be Reese Snell. He's 0-for-1 on the day with a sacrifice and the ground out. first two were retired by strikeout in this inning. The next two were hit by pitches. The Cavi pitching still doesn't have a 1-2-3 inning this evening. It's a close game. Only three runs separate these two teams. First pitch called strike one. Jack Schaefer waits on deck for Plains if Snell can extend the inning. 0-1 pitch down the middle. And I guess they called it a... I guess it missed. Nope. Not sure what the deal is as... Oh, their lights went off. Okay. Lightning. A lightning delay here at Pleasant Plains High School. So the teams will head... So the teams will head to the dugouts as we are going to be in put in a lightning delay here at Pleasant Plains High School. At the delay, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals lead. David Jenkins back with you here from Pleasant Plains High School, and we are in a lightning delay here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Cardinals lead the Cavies 3-0 in this sectional semifinal game. The count is 0-1 on Reese Snell, as that last pitch didn't count. It was a good pitch. It looked like a strike, but some fans thought they called it a ball. However, it just flat out didn't count because the umpires spotted lightning, and we are in a delay. And right now they are taking a look at the radar right now to see how severe the weather is in the area, how long we could be in a delay for. One semifinal is in the books here from Pleasant Plains this evening. That was New Berlin over Beardstown. And the Pretzels won that one by a score of 5-3 to advance to the sectional championship on Saturday. And they await the winner of this one. So one Sangamo Conference team into the sectional championship. Another Sangamo team leads here in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals lead the Cavies 3-0. We'll step aside, and I don't know what we're going to do right now. We're in a weather delay, so we'll be right back after... a half an hour, I suppose. 3-0, Pleasant Plains leads over Carlinville. You're listening to WSMI. We'll be right back shortly after these messages. We are about ready to resume baseball here from Pleasant Plains High School. Riser Field at Pleasant Plains High School. We're in a weather delay, a lightning delay to be more specific, and it appears the delay is done as we are ready to resume. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pleasant Plains is at bat. They have runners on first and second. They lead Carlinville by a score of 3-0. And the count is 0-1 on the eighth place hitter, Reese Snell. As there's a pitch low to Snell for ball one. It is 1-1. So Kyle Dixon back on the mound for the Cavies after the delay. And there's a blooper. Shallow in the outfield, shallow right field, coming on is Sam Tiemann. Sliding catch, they're going to say it was a base hit. They got a throw home, the runner scores as it's a single, RBI single, knuckled into right field off the bat of Reese Snell. So it is now 4-0 after the RBI single, and there was immediately no throw home, which Tucker Hughes was calling for it. So that does add one run to the Cardinals total. It is 4-0 now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Jack Schaefer bats with runners on first and third and two outs here in the fifth. Schaefer today, a sacrifice in the second and was hit by a pitch in the fourth, so no at-bats. And the runner at first is stealing, and he stole second without a play as there's just confusion there. Reese Snell heads up base running. He steals second base cleanly. Dixon going to have to compose himself. First pitch to Schaefer, called outside, ball one. Pleasant Plains crowd into it as they've been all evening. Harlanville a little quiet now. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Schaefer, and it's now 1-1. The wind has picked up a little here at Riser Field. It's blowing right to left currently. Count is 1-1 on Jack Schaefer. Outside, 2-1. Runners on second and third for Plains. And Snell at second base dancing around, trying to throw off Dixon. Maybe force an errant throw. 2-1 pitch in the dirt. It's 3-1. We are in an official game right now, so if weather were to come and were to be here for a while, they could call it. Score 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 3-1 pitch on the way to Jack Schaefer. Fouled off to the right side, and it's now 3-2. 4-0, Plains leading, bottom of the fifth inning. Runners on second and third for the Cardinals. Jack Schaefer at the dish. The count is 3-2. The pitch from Dixon. Swing and a miss at high cheese, and that retires the side. But Plains does add a run after the weather delay, and after five innings of play, it's the Cardinals 4, Carlinville 0. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you here on WSMI FM 106. We are on the top of the sixth inning between Carlinville and Pleasant Plains, and the Cardinals lead the Cavvies by a score of 4-0. Leading off for Carlinville here in the sixth will be Chris Griffith. He's followed by Lonnie Rosentrader and then Aiden Taberzi. Griffith on the day, struck out in the first, and a sacrifice in the third. Mason Williams still on the mound for the Cardinals. He's at 79 pitches entering this inning, and he fouls this one straight back for strike one. Williams on the day, 6 strikeouts, 4 walks. One of those was intentional. The 0-1 pitch to Griffith, breaking pitch outside and low for ball one. 4-0, Pleasant Plains leading in this second sectional semifinal. There's a high fly ball off to the right side. It's going to be out of play, and it's a very loud strike two. Williams has allowed base runners, as the Cavvies have had their chances, but they've stranded 7 base runners on the evening. The 1-2 pitch to Griffith inside, and it's 2-2. Nearly hit Griffith. He's at first base today. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Williams. Weak ground ball back to the pitcher. Williams bobbles it, picks it up, composed, and fires to first for the first out of the inning. He did not panic after initially bobbling that one and was able to retire Chris Griffith. Now Lonnie Rosentrader bats. He walked in the second and was picked off and then struck out in the third.
Number 14, Lonnie Rosentrader.
Williams has his sign and he fires to the Cavvy shortstop. Swing and a miss was late on that one. It's 0-1. Aiden Taberzi waiting on deck for the Cavvies. 0-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner. It's 0-2. Cavvies hoping their remarkable season does not come to an end this evening. They are 22-2 on the year. 0-2 pitch, and he did swing. They're going to appeal, but he didn't really need to on that one. Rosentrader down swinging, the 7th strikeout of the day for Mason Williams. And the first two are retired, and now Aiden Taberzi will bat.
Now batting number 9, Aiden Taberzi.
Taberzi on the day, popped out in the second and struck out in the fourth. He bats from the left side. The first pitch is outside for ball one. Four to nothing as Williams pitches from the stretch to the lefty. This one's outside. It's 2-0. Carlinville with one hit in the first, one hit in the second, one hit in the third, and one hit in the fifth. 4 on the day. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. Snell fields it cleanly and fires the first, and the side is retired. We've played 5.5, and as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Plains 4, Carlinville 0. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. The top of the order will bat for Pleasant Plains here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Cardinals lead this one over Carlinville by a score of 4-0. Leading off for the Cardinals, Joe Lee, followed by Cam Furbeck and Corgan Greer. And another hit batter, as that one hits Joe Lee's arm, the 4th hit batter of the evening. Kyle Dixon just struggling with his command.
Third baseman, number 23, Cam Furbeck.
And now Cam Furbeck bats with a runner on first. And nobody out. Furbeck, an RBI single to go along with a couple of outs. First pitch to Furbeck is low and away for ball one. Not a good start to the inning for Kyle Dixon. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. The wind swirls a little bit here at Reiser Field. Blowing right to left at the moment. The 1-1 pitch. Hit him again. Oh, my goodness. The fifth hit batter of the day by Carlinville pitching. What is going on? And that'll bring up Corgan Greer, and Tucker Hughes is going to have a word with Kyle Dixon. My goodness. Greer on the day, a walk in the first, a strikeout in the second, and a strikeout in the fourth. Dixon will try to shake it off. Five hit batters by Carlinville pitching. Only three walks. The first offering from Dixon is outside and high for ball one. Runners dancing around there at first and second. They might be running on the play. Now Dixon will step off. Dixon will be pitching in Division I college baseball next season for Southern Illinois University Carbondale. As Tucker Hughes motioning for his shortstop to move to his right. The shortstop's right, that is. Showing bunt, they're going to double steal the throw to third. What a play, and he's got it. Oh, he got under the tag. They said he got under the tag. The throw beat him, but the double steal does work. That may have been the right call. It's hard to make the tag and run at the same time, and that's just what happened on the play. So runners will advance 90 feet apiece. Runners at second and third. Nobody out for Corgan Greer. The pitch was a ball. It's 2-0. A hard ground ball to the second baseman. He bobbles it, and one run scores. Here comes the second. The throw at the plate. He is out at home as Hughes hangs on, and the runner at second rounds second base. So Cam Furbeck trying to score from second base is cut down, but one run does score, and it is 5-0. Plains extends their lead.
Shortstop number 24, Joel
Greer
Newman.
Advances to second base. That was an error on the second baseman, Noggle, as he should have fielded that one. Was not able to come up with it. So that'll bring up Joel Nierman. First pitch he sees is high for ball one. Nierman has walked twice and has struck out. 0-for-1 on the day. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Just got a piece, but the catcher hangs on. Doesn't matter. It's 1-1. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. There's a pitch in the dirt. It's 2-1. Waiting on deck is Mason Williams. 5-0, Pleasant Plains leads over Carlinville here in the bottom of the sixth. 2-1 pitch to Nierman. In the dirt, it's 3-1. Dixon struggling with command here in the sixth inning. The 3-1 pitch to Nierman. High and inside, it's ball four. So another walk, the fourth of the day allowed by Carlinville pitching. Puts runners on first and second, and we will have a courtesy runner as Nierman's going to jog off. And Mason Williams will bat. That courtesy runner for Pleasant Plains is Nick Skinner.
Batting for Pleasant Plains, number 9, Mason Williams.
Williams on the day. Reached base a couple of times, both on bunt attempts. One was a fielder's choice. The other was a bunt single. He's also struck out looking. So 1-for-3 on the day. Bats from the left side. Shows bunt again. Bunts it right back to the pitcher. Dixon spins. Fires the first. And the sacrifice is successful, 1-3. And with two down, Drew Washam will bat.
Drew Washam.
Excuse me, one out. That was the first out. Or no, that was the second out. I forgot. The runner was cut down at home plate. Two outs. And Washam fouls off the pitch to the right side and out of play. It's 0-1. Scoreboard threw me off a little bit. It said one out. Now it says two. Washam on the day. As that one is called, strike two. It's 0-2. Washam flew out in the first, had a sacrifice in the third, and reached first base, and then was hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. But the Cavvies do add another run, and after six innings, Pleasant Plains adds another run. After six innings, it's the Cardinals 5, Cavvies 0. We'll be back with the seventh after these messages on WSMI. So the Pleasant Plains Cardinals are three outs away from advancing to the sectional championship on Saturday. The Cavvies need to score five runs to keep their season alive as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Leading off for the Cavvies will be Sam Thiemann, and followed by Aiden Noggle, and then back to the top of the order in Tucker Hughes. Thiemann fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Thiemann 0-for-1 on the day with a walk and a strikeout. 5-0, Plains leading in the top of the seventh. 0-1 pitch to Thiemann. Low, 4-1. Mason Williams on the mound so far today, 6 innings pitched. He's got 7 strikeouts and 4 walks. The 1-1 pitch, big breaking ball, catches the inside corner. It's 1-2. No errors by that Pleasant Plains defense. That goes a long way. The 1-2 pitch to Thiemann. Breaking pitch high, 4-2. That at times has been a strike this evening. So that'll tell you about the zone. The 2-2 pitch to Thiemann. Breaking pitch, and he check swung. And he is retired for the eighth strikeout of the evening for Mason Williams. Now Aiden Noggle will bat. He's got a single and a strikeout. 1-2. As the wind picks up here, blowing straight in from center field, and that hits Noggle in the helmet. And he has to shake it off. No chance that is retaliation. But the sixth batter total hit in today's game. Noggle hit by the pitch there. It does keep the inning going, as the Cavvies have a runner on first with one out here in the top of the seventh and the top of the order coming to bat in Tucker Hughes. Pitch just got away from Mason Williams.
For Carlinville, number 8, the catcher, Tucker Hughes.
Hughes on the day, a double, a flyout, and a ground out. He was stranded after a leadoff double in the fifth inning. Bats with a runner on first, one down. He swings and misses at a high fastball there. It's 0-1. Cavvies down to their final two outs of the season. Can they score five runs this inning to keep their season alive? Big breaking ball, line to the second baseman. It's going to be a double play as the second baseman Snell catches it and fires the first for the third out of the inning. A fitting way to end this ball game. And the Cardinals advance to the sectional championship after defeating Carlinville by a score of 5-0. We'll take a break and wrap this one up on the other side after these messages on WSMI. So the Carlinville Cavaliers season comes to an end here on Reisler Field at Pleasant Plains High School. Congratulations to the Pleasant Plains Cardinals. They win this one by a final score of 5-0. The Cavvies finished the season 22-3. Plains will advance to the sectional championship, which will be played on Saturday here on their home field. They will face the Pretzels of New Berlin, a fellow Sangamo Conference team. Once again, our final score, Pleasant Plains 5, Carlinville 0. Congratulations to the Cavvies on a fantastic season, the best they've had, arguably, in their team's history, record-wise, and they tied a record with yet another regional championship. They advanced to the sectional semifinals, but once again, they could not advance to the sectional championship, as that has been their problem all career long, I should say. No sectional championship appearances for Carlinville baseball. We want to thank all of our sponsors. For without them, none of this is possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on the broadcast this evening, because, again, without them, we cannot bring you high school baseball, high school softball, any high school sports of any kind. Thanks to our hosts, Pleasant Plains High School. They treated us very well. And once again, thanks to our producer, Tom Williams, back in the studio. He did a fantastic job, as always. We've got more high school sports for you next. It is high school softball from the 2A Litchfield Sectional. Southwestern takes on Williamsville. But for now, once again, our final score, Pleasant Plains 5, Carlinville 0. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Riser Field.